This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Want to remind you, this Friday morning in Mansfield, Firehouse 3 at 3100 East Broad Street. The Sean and RJ Firehouse Tour will continue. That's Whataburger that's going to be available for the people, plus special giveaway, a one-of-a-kind Sean and RJ t-shirt while supplies last. Right now, it's time for a special edition of the C Block, starring Corey Majors and from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram and one-time KNC enemy, Harris joins the program. Nick, how are you?
Doing fantastic. Always frenemies, but yes, doing fantastic.
Alex said he would laugh at that.
I'm glad we balanced this out now. I really like Nick Harris a lot, so this is good.
Me too.
Nick, first question. My son signed my name on a waiver form this morning. Should I go ahead and like reprimand him for this, or is this quality stuff?
Okay. What was the form for? That's the question.
It was a Free Planet Fitness for the summer because he's a student, so he gets to go work out.
Are you a proponent of this? Does this allow him to kind of get out of your hair?
No, I mean, I'm perfect. Actually, we already have a rec center membership.
Like,
I don't know what he's
doing
here. We already have a gym, but. He wants to work out with his friends there. I just feel like if he does this now, what else will he sign paperwork for?
Yeah, maybe that's a stern talking to, and you'd be like, look here, bud, this is my name for a reason.
See, this is what I'm talking about.
I like
stuff.
That.
This is the content Nick Harris brings.
And I like the demeaning bud that got added in there. It's a show of dominance. I like that. Now, Nick, this might be a cynical question, but when I see an article up that says Dak Prescott cleared for everything except contact, I don't maybe feel as enthusiastic about it as I think other people believe I should be.
Yeah, it's a fascinating part to be at, especially because I believe it was about a month ago when he was at the Children's Cancer Gala Fund in downtown Dallas. He said that if he had to play a game right now, he could. And so it's like, okay, but you're not 100% cleared. So what does that exactly mean? You know, at the end of the day, he needs to be cleared for contact in time for training camp. Yeah. And everyone believes he will be, you know, whether he's cleared for contact right now or not, unless he's trying to play in these USL semifinals for the Renegades this weekend. I don't think that's going to be a big factor.
Hey,
the other day brought this up, and I know Christy Scales says this every year at training camp, but Broaddus was, you know, saying, hey, OTAs, keep an eye on what guys are going in where at what times, like where they are in the rotation of things. And it seemed like Shoddy yesterday was like, you're not going to get anything from that. We're putting guys at ones and twos all over the place. We're just going to rotate it in and out. Anything you noticed regarding who's going where, or is that a real thing from Shoddy?
Yeah, that's pretty much what I had kind of gathered too. Is it was kind of a, hey, we're going to throw all these noodles at the wall and we'll see what sticks. And I believe that was intentional on the fact of, hey, this is the first week of OTAs. We're going to be doing that anyway. I don't think it was necessarily like, hey, the media is coming. Let's just throw everything at the wall so that they're not reading into anything. I truly believe, you know, when Brian Schottenheimer's talking about competition, he's truly giving every single guy on the depth chart an opportunity to come in here and win a job. And, you know, that begins with OTAs and getting everybody, you know, an ample amount of reps, whether it's a guy like, you know, George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb getting quite a bit of time yesterday. Pickens only got a couple of targets, but he was still on the field quite a bit. Or if it's a guy like Jalen Cropper, who had like four or five receptions to my account yesterday as well, there's a lot of different options that are being thrown out. I think a couple of positions that stood out to me were the slot corner spot. I mean, obviously that's going to take a lot of importance going into the season with the health of Trayvon Diggs and Savone Revel. You know, what exactly is that room going to look like when week one comes around and they need to go play at Philadelphia to open the season? There's going to be a lot of questions involved with that. Arguably the biggest one is who the hell is playing slot, right?
Right.
And we saw Deron Bland, Israel Mukwamu. We even saw Wanya Thomas step up and play some slot as well in that moment. So it looks like they're throwing a lot of different options at that specific position. But if you're looking at me for a red flag, that's one that kind of stands out to me. It's like, okay, what exactly is going on here? And then at the running back spot, that was what I went into yesterday. It's like, all right, who's going to be going with the ones and the twos? And I really couldn't gather anything out of that. I mean, when the second team stepped out onto the field for the first time, it was Deuce Vaughn taking snaps, and there was a plethora of guys who took snaps at running back yesterday. So I believe it's very early stages of figuring out these position battles, but it is fascinating to see who's on the field with who.
Now, I'm really interested when you were talking about slot corner, because you mentioned a player that I'm a huge proponent of in Wanya Thomas. I know, obviously, I think it was the concussion issue that he ran into last year, but do you see a path for him to get more playing time this year? Like real playing time.
Yeah, I think it's certainly a possibility. You look last year, whenever there were some confidence issues being shown by the defensive coaching staff and Donovan Wilson, there were a couple of games last year where he was pulled midway through and Wanya Thomas was the one who came in. It was not Marquise Bell, which if you had asked me before the season, hey, one of these safeties is not going to play well this year, there's going to be another guy rotating in, I would have guessed Marquise Bell just based off the starting experience he had going back to 2023. But there's a lot of confidence in Wanya, and the locker room loves Wanya. The coaching staff really loves Wanya. And they have kept him around in a special team's role over the course of the last couple of years, but there is an intention to get him more developed and ready for a potential role on defense if and when that time comes. And then throwing him in the slot, that was actually a question I had last year when you know, we were talking about, you know, corner situations and what exactly could it look like when there's a million injuries. And I had asked him in the locker room, I was like, hey, is slot something that they have worked you on at all this season or like during practice or anything? And he had said no. But he would be open to it. So maybe this is just kind of a different philosophy with Eberflus coming in, being like, hey, you know, you have the body type to work at slot. You have the hip mobility, the flexibility to do so. Let's try you out there and see if it works. I'm glad he's at least getting the opportunity to do so. I've always felt like he has that kind of talent to work on the inside as well.
I'm glad you bring up the Eberflus philosophy here, because I'm very curious what the emphasis for his defense is going to be. Everybody wants a great pass rush. But it always feels like he does so well with linebackers as a defensive coordinator. Where is his point of emphasis for this defense?
I would have to think, at least right now, early on, when it comes to the personnel development of things and getting guys put onto the roster, which is pretty much all he's done up until this point. Now they're just getting onto the field. Looking at the position groups yesterday, the linebacker group stands out. I mean, it is a completely different room than from what they walked off the field as last year. It was so much so that, you know, I was looking at guys like Jack Sanborn that looked really good in one-on-one drills, team drills, individual drills. And then even guys at the bottom, like Justin Barron, an undrafted free agent out of Syracuse, he looked great yesterday. And, you know, it's starting to get to a point where it's like, okay, can we start finding roster spots for all these guys? And then I walk off the field yesterday, I was like, man, I don't even remember seeing Kenneth Murray, just because there were so many linebackers right, in that group that stood out to me. And that was more so a positive, not more so like Kenneth Murray didn't do anything. I really like that second level and how that's kind of developed. I just hope that second level doesn't have to be asked to do too much by way of the defensive tackle room being a red flag right now as well. Does that make sense? It's more so
yes.
Like, hey, if the tackle room is not doing their responsibilities on early downs, you know, is it going to be requiring this second level to be amping it up and taking on more responsibility as games go on? I mean, we saw that problem really rear its head in the first 7 weeks last season before the defensive tackle room could really figure out what exactly it was doing. You just hope that's not the same situation in 2025.
What is your confidence level in that? Because much like Rangers fans for a long time used to desperately wish for more pitchers and better pitching every year, it feels like Cowboys fans for a long time have been like, give me the inside DTs. Come on.
Yeah, and I think Cowboys fans would love to have the Rangers pitching luck right about now. Hopefully it would come with everything
True.
Else involved. But with the Cowboys defensive tackle situation, I don't have a lot of confidence there right now. I don't. And I think that when you look at defensive tackles and corners, those are the two position groups I'm looking at like, ugh, things are going to get dicey unless they add a veteran here or, unless a guy really steps forward in training camp / preseason. You know, Mozzie Smith, I think Mozzie Smith is what he is at this point. And I think going into year three, I think there is a certain level of expectation that you can pull from him and be like, okay, hey, he can work in these situations. He's at least a guy that's worthy of being on the field. I just don't know if he's going to be that 17-game starter for you. You know, is that Jay Toya out of UCLA? You know, he's really stepped forward and proved that he's more valuable than a 7th-round pick. You know, there were some draft experts that had a 4th-round grade on him going into the process, or going into draft weekend, rather. So maybe he performs more to that level. And I think that would probably give him more of an edge and winning a potential starting battle. But at the end of the day, you're relying on two guys that you still have questions about. I think they need to add a veteran or two to that room. I mean, you have Solomon Thomas. You know, can't he slide over at that one tech spot and work?
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I don't know. I don't think I have a confidence in that. If it were me, I would go out and get a veteran one tech and hope that can help solve some of your issues.
I think the the biggest question mark on the offensive line is still the left tackle spot and Tyler Guyton. Is there any way to know any advancements he'd made in this offseason, or is it just we have to wait till training camp and preseason to see that? Or have you heard that that things are kind of going in a positive direction for him?
Yeah, we're certainly going to have to wait until preseason training camp to really see what that second year jump has looked for him. And you know, it's Tyler Guyton's an interesting case because when he was drafted, you'd ask anybody in the building, it's like, okay, you know, tell me about this guy from your perspective. It's like, hey man, he's raw, he's green, but he's going to be a really good force. He's got a ton of upside. You know, we feel really good about where he's going to be once we get him in the building and get him situated. And if you had told anybody at that same exact point in time, hey, he's going to struggle his rookie year and there's going to be some issues, they probably would have been like, yeah, I could see that coming. But I think they maybe expected a little bit more on the back half of the season from Tyler Guyton. It's like, okay, yes, he had 14 starts in his entire college career on the offensive line going into year one, and he doubled that in his rookie season in the NFL. But there wasn't a whole lot of growth that you can point towards late in the season to be like, okay, that is a clear, distinct difference than when he trotted out in week one against the Cleveland Browns. It kind of looked all the same. And, you know, maybe it's injuries that he battled. He battled a knee injury throughout the year. He was he battled a really bad illness during training camp during that crucial instruction period. So, you know, there were things working against him too, but that's going to be the guy I'm looking at is like, okay, he needs to make a really big second year jump because they have not only invested a first round pick on him, but they've put a lot of trust in him to being that guy at left tackle with a quarterback in Dak Prescott that is now on the wrong side of age 30. They're going to need him to be that guy and be the protector to help solidify that line.
What are you more excited about? The new coach saying, hey, we've spoken very openly about trying to create one of the greatest cultures in professional sports,
or
in-season hard knocks for the NFC East.
I'm not going to lie. Whatever. I don't watch Hard Knocks, and maybe I'm sorry to anybody who does. It's just, it's not something that I find to figure out how to work into my weekly schedule, because I think it just comes out at like 7 or 8 p.m. on HBO. And like, by that time, I'm trying to like kick back with the fam and, you know, watch anything other than, you know, what I've been working on all day. But so when that first came across, I was like, man, I'm going to have to watch Hard Knocks in December every week. That's going to be really received well. But I would have to say, it's a little bit of both, right? Because you're going to see a lot of behind the scenes with what Brian Schottenheimer is trying to instill from a culture standpoint. And there's a lot behind the scenes that, you know, really hasn't been talked about, and things that we may never know as far as, you know, what they are doing on a daily basis to just increase morale, increase competition, increase the overall culture in this building. And I thought Clarence Hill asked a really good question yesterday in the press conference, rare, I know, in that he was saying that, hey, you know, you've talked about culture. Does that mean the culture wasn't good before? Like, how are you changing a culture that y'all have been talking about previous times as being good? You know, what exactly goes into that? He's saying it's more so just trying to make it our own, you know, and we're trying to make it a place where we all want to come and compete every day. And, you know, when issues do arrive on Sundays and we do have problems on the field, we can talk about it because we've had a relationship that we developed back at a dinner at the Cowboys Club in May or April to be able to, you know, work through some issues like that. And so I think that was a really good answer from Schottenheimer, because I don't, you know, to McCarthy's discredit, maybe we should get Bobby Belt on the line to help talk more on this. I think to McCarthy's discredit, he didn't have the strong relationship with his roster that, you know, some of even his assistants had. And, you know, when issues did arrive on Sundays, you know, he didn't really know how to handle those at times. So I think that's an issue that Schottenheimer maybe saw firsthand and wants to make sure that that's one of the bigger things that he addresses moving forward.
What's your prediction for the Stars Oilers series?
Oh, give me the Stars in six. Let's go.
Let's go.
I think this team's winning the cup, guys. I don't know a whole lot about hockey, so don't take this as like the insider expert saying things. But I don't know. The vibes are good, man. I went and covered game five against the who do they play? I mean, this is how much I know who they play last round. The Jets. The culture is strong there. The vibes are good. They're getting everybody back. They're full strength. If Miro Heiskanen can really find his way back to 100% before the cup, I think they're going to be rolling.
And Canadian teams don't win the Stanley
Cup.
That's
right. That's true.
It's an American.
That is true. That
it's an American
true.
Trophy. Thank you very much for jumping on with us. Really appreciate all the info, man.
Hey, thanks, guys. Anytime, fellas. Thank you.
There you go. Nick Harris from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, We asked Nick, now it's your time. Give us your Stars Oilers predictions. Plus, we will talk with somebody from FC Dallas. You know who it's going to be? I know who it's going to be. Do you want me to tell you?
Tell me next.
What?
I like surprises.
All right, Kenny Cooper on the Fan.
Duchesne, nice job. Sends it across. Rantanen in front. Score! Rantanen again! It's a hat trick in Winnipeg.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Going to talk with Kenny Cooper from FC Dallas in just a few minutes. But before we get to that, the time has arrived for your Stars Oilers predictions. Also, 877-881-1053. Franklin Frankel, injury attorney, text line. Also, one more bit of NFL information. And this feels like it will have some natural sponsorship opportunities, right? The NFL is introducing their Protector of the Year award for the top offensive linemen. I don't know if they want to sponsor their awards, but if they do...
What's the best protection out there?
Good left tackle.
Rhino shield, Kevin.
Oh, that's true. You protect don't just paint your house. You shield your home. All right. Predictions for Stars and Oilers from the 469. Oh, man. The Stars will win a game before the Wings win a game.
Oh, man.
No, oh, dude.
I also think that the Wings are probably going to lose tonight. From the 817, Stars and Six, both Wyatt and Stankoven will have points in game one. I mean, okay.
Not for the Stars,
yeah,
Kevin, obviously.
But still.
Yeah.
From the 972, Stars and Six, Otter gets two shutouts. That would be awesome. So the odds in this have really continued to move, but they've stayed very close. So the Action Network, which is Darren Revelle's deal, he had it at minus 115 for the Stars, plus 110 for the Oilers. BetMGM has the Stars as a very slight favorite, and DraftKings has it minus 110 to minus 110. So essentially even.
Okay. All right. Kevin, lots of suggestions on what the best protection is coming down the fan text, and I appreciate that. And I want more people to say Rhino Shield, obviously.
Yeah.
That's a big significant
deal. Or just type out an all caps shield with like a whole bunch of exclamation points.
Are we just predicting tonight's game or the whole series?
Give me the series.
Can I predict tonight's game first, though?
Sure.
Tonight, at home, the Stars win with Pete DeBoer for the first time on home ice in game one of a series.
Oh, yeah, because the other one was in Winnipeg.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, that was on the road. So we got it. Now, like, that's what I would be telling the team if I'm Pete right now. Obviously, I want them to come out with that same type of energy that they came out with in game one on the road. You know, come out there, attack, dude. But that is interesting to hear Marty Turco talk about, look, man, both these, there was high scoring series last time because the Oilers are very, they attack. They are a very good offensive team. So be prepared for that. As far as the series goes, this is going to be a game seven situation. The Stars are going to have to win it at home in game seven against one of the best teams that you could possibly face in this final. But the Stars will win a final because third time's a charm. Third time is a charm, ladies and gentlemen.
I like it. From the 469. Stars in five. Wow. From the 254, Stars in seven in overtime. From the 214, I'm not going to lie, I'm nervous, but I'm going to go with Stars in six. From the 214, Stars in five, it's a Cold War. Are we to that point now with Canada? From the 214, Stars in six, and they'll tie the Oilers team playoff hat trick record. You know what, Corey? You didn't have any faith. You said Stars in seven.
Yep.
I say this series doesn't even get to seven.
You're going
to
say Oilers in five, though.
Aw.
I know you.
Close. I want to make it clear. I very much hope I'm wrong.
You've been wrong before.
That's true. It is bound to happen again.
Alec and I have not missed in the playoffs so far.
What?
We've gotten... No, I'm dead serious. Both series, we got...
So did I.
Huh?
So did I.
You don't know that.
I do know that.
Prove it.
I said stars and seven, stars and six.
That's not proof. That's a suggestion.
Where's your proof?
Alec, do you remember?
It happened. I'll go find it.
And I remember Alec saying it too.
Yeah, I remember Corey saying it.
So I don't have a secondary source besides myself.
You need two sources. Me and Alec are both sources for each other. You can't use us.
Mm. All right.
Big J journalism.
I hope. I hope I'm wrong, but I just don't want to blow a whole bunch of smoke either.
Dude.
I'm going to say.
Edmonton is a good team. That is perfectly fine.
I say Oilers in six.
I
really hope I'm wrong.
I really want. And I mean, that does require what I said earlier, that it's going to take two in a row. Whoever wins two in a row.
That's true.
Wins. And that goes against what my record in this series would be then. That doesn't necessarily require two wins in a row. But I kind of do want to see a game seven. I know that game seven against Colorado was...
It was so stressful. I like when we won in six so much better.
It was dead for most of the game. I know. But it was... There's still an element that just is so different about a game seven. And you asked me the other day about the energy you get from a game seven.
Yeah.
How much more nervous I would be. I kind of want it because I love that. I need to feel something is basically what I'm saying, Kevin. I just want to feel.
Okay. Well, I much prefer you're right than I'm right from the 817.
Sounds like you were really pushing that you can do this.
Stars in five, JD from Keller, and I am from the future. Mm-hmm. Oh, great.
I like
that.
Future
is very
people.
Exciting.
Future folk are great.
From both the 817 and the 214, stars in four. Look, if the Stars win in four, again, there is nothing that would change my mind about them winning the Stanley Cup.
Florida wouldn't stand
point.
A chance.
Absolutely. From the 469, Thunder in five. All right. So we were looking for more Stars-based predictions, but I appreciate that very much.
At this point, any prediction. Just go ahead and predict anything.
Oh, no.
And we'd be glad to read those.
Please don't do that. Stars in three because the Oilers just quit. I feel like that's a refrain that comes from you
quite
often.
They found out there's no oil left, and they're just like, oh, man, what do we do?
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, let's turn our attention to the pitch. FC Dallas Club Ambassador Kenny Cooper, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. How we feeling about the, and that's one of the reasons that obviously, not that we're not pumped to have you on, but we didn't have another player on because they're getting ready to play New York in the U.S. Open Cup, round of 16. How we feeling about that matchup?
Really excited, really optimistic. It's a very special competition that has Lamar Hunt's name on it, and so it's an important one to our club, and we've done well to get to this point, and I'm really excited. The team's looking good, and New York is a very good team, obviously. We're in the final last year, and so it'll be good. I'm really excited and feeling optimistic.
Can you explain to me what Club Ambassador is exactly? Do you get a cool sash or a crown or maybe a staff of some sort?
That's awesome. Well, first of all, I mean, it's such an honor to be in this role. This club just means everything to me. And it's my hometown club. I played here two different times. And it's really my family. And so it's really like a dual – it's like a – off-field spokesperson. We're really active in our community. We do a lot of community clinics, watch parties. We do partnership events. And it's always special to have this crest on and to represent our club and in any situation like that. And then on a daily basis, I'm on the field. I'm a support coach. So I go to every first team practice. I try to be a mentoring figure. And then with our ecosystem here, with our second team and six academy teams, I spread out through there as well. And so I have to say it's a dream job for me. I never wanted to finish playing. I my love for the game is as strong as ever. And just after so many years in it, after so many great experiences, I have a great opportunity to share from those. And I have to say it's very fulfilling and feels very purposeful on a daily basis.
Well, we do get along with Dan Hunt very well. That's so if true. There's anything you want or need to go along with your job, let us know. We'll try to figure it out.
Yeah, if you want a sash or a crown, like,
yeah,
dead
we
serious.
Can figure
we'll,
that
we'll
out.
Make it happen.
Now, we've heard you talked about you had two stops in FC Dallas. One of the things that we heard, and I need you to please tell me this is true. Did you get traded on your honeymoon? And will you walk us through how in the world that worked?
Yeah, this is true. I have two kind of crazy trade stories. One is getting traded first night of my honeymoon at dinner. I was playing in Portland at the time, and we had just sat down in Hawaii, and I had a text message, and I just excused myself from the table real quick. And when I returned, I said, honey, hey, we're moving to New York. So it's so funny just looking back on just the journey. And I have to say that that's one, situation that really stands out. I've also been, my best friend and I went the opposite way. So when I went to Seattle, my good buddy Adam Moffat actually ended up coming here. So,
who got the better deal on that?
That's so funny. Well, he came here, so I would say he did.
Smart.
But he, we're great friends to this day. And again, it's just so funny to look back on. I mean, there's, you know, the journey has so many highs and lows and funny stories, interesting stories. And for me, those trade moments definitely stand out as some funny ones looking back.
Specifically on the honeymoon, then, like, is that just a, hey, you know what, let's order an extra round. Like, well, that's more celebration now. Is that one of those more celebration nights then?
You know, funny enough, my wife and I are originally from the East Coast. Oh. We're both born in Baltimore. So we got a little bit closer to her family. So we got to share, that season with them in a special way. Being here in Dallas for so many years, I got to do that with my own family, which is so unique. I mean, it's so difficult to play any game as a professional and to have a long career and then to be able to do it in your hometown, I think is really unique and very special. So I got to do that with my family and with her family, actually, when we went to New York. It's just very special to share those memories with them.
I'm sure the answer is no. As we talked to Kenny Cooper right here on 105.3 The Fan, was there any time that you think your wife also wishes that she could have traded you away?
Oh, dude.
Probably. Yeah. That's hilarious.
Yeah, we've been there.
That's hilarious. You know, she actually, so my wife and I, we go back a really long time. We're in the same fourth grade class. And then when I was playing at Manchester United in my third year, she was studying abroad. And so our mutual friends put us back in touch. She was my first girlfriend. We are in our 20th year together.
Nice.
So I was really fortunate. I've had her by my side a long time. And, just when you talk about that support system, having someone to come home to every day just to lift you up and just be that rock was and continues to be such a blessing. So I'm really fortunate.
That is freaking amazing.
That
like,
is cool.
I don't know. Like, did you feel pressure when you found out she was also in England at the time? And you're like, well, this kind of feels like it has to be a thing. So, like, that's crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy. I mean, to this day, I mean, I just scratched my head wondering how in the world it happened. But now I'm grateful it did. And, you know, God put us back in each other's paths, which is really great. And, she actually, I love bragging about this, but her godfather is the great Johnny Unitas.
What?
From the Baltimore Colts. So she was, she grew up very familiar with the professional sports game and very close to it in a way. So, she's pretty much an expert on professional sports, I would say.
Man,
that is amazing.
What a bombshell at the end of that interview. Now I have all these other kind of questions.
That is amazing.
All right. In the meantime, keep winning in the U.S. Open Cup, and we'll keep talking with you. Also, if you could figure out a way.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's MinsteeClinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
To help FC Dallas win at home.
Yep.
I don't think that's unfair to say. We're having some struggles here, right?
Well, we've been really strong on the road. You know, we got off to such a great start, beating Houston away and had a great result in Salt Lake. But yeah, we'll get going on at home. I'm confident of that. And, you know, the team's so strong. We've had, fortunately we have such a deep squad, but, you know, we've had to, everyone's been, you know, out there helping, and that's a good thing, is we do have this strong squad. So even when guys get hurt or someone's out, you know, we've had Sebastian Legette, you know, an amazing veteran presence who's been out, you know, about a month and a half, and Musa missed some time. So hopefully we get all these superstars, you know, healthy and ready to go in the middle of the year. And I'm confident there's some big wins coming here at home.
Man, we really appreciate the time and you sharing your story. We are going to have to talk to you again. I hope that's okay.
Yes. Call me anytime.
All right. Perfect. Thank you very much.
I'll call you later tonight, man.
Thank you, guys.
There you go. Kenny Cooper right here. I believe he would take that phone call.
I think he would too.
Right here on 105.3 The Fan. Dallas against New York tonight, 6:30. You can watch that on Paramount Plus if you want to check it out. Both of those teams. Kenny Cooper was on both of those teams in the round of 16 for the U.S. Open Cup, which is, of course, named after Lamar Hunt. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now. Courtesy of D&M Leasing, it is time for our chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Terrific, Hagee. How are you?
I am doing excellent. Thank you very much for asking. Were you guys surprised? I admit I was surprised just because the betting odds seemed to be so much in favor that the Tush Push would get banned. It fell 2 votes short. Were you guys surprised at the way that played out?
Yeah, I was. You know, I thought when it came down to it, maybe you wouldn't want to talk about it, but privately, one team is getting an advantage.
Yeah.
You know, so I would have very quietly and maybe shamefully, I don't know if I've been able to look myself in the mirror, But I'm helping our chances of winning the Super Bowl here. Mm-hmm. And player safety.
Yeah.
Let's keep that in mind.
Do you have to say make-believe things like that? Like when politicians or the NCAA goes, it's all about the student athletes. Do you feel like you have to throw in make-believe things like that that you don't actually care about?
Well, yeah, I'm trying to soften, you know, my approach on some things.
I gotcha.
You know, so I do feel like I need to do that more, Higgy.
Okay.
I get any that. Advice?
Hard line.
That's a good point.
You're asking the wrong person. You can find plenty of other people in this building that can help you with that better than that.
Did everybody in the division vote against it? Do we have the votes?
Let's see. That's a good question.
I didn't see that yet.
I was wondering if there are teams that voted for it, like it's okay to do the tush push if you don't ever play the Eagles, but once every blue moon.
But it had to have been also like all the Eagles former coaches that are out there.
I heard that only Kellen Moore was the one that voted for it.
So, like, Arizona,
Gannon and Steichen.
And Steichen said
they voted against
that's
it.
That's awesome.
Oh,
because yeah. Sirianni was working the phones. That was the report. You know, yeah. they're trying to rally all the votes.
I just wonder if everybody in the division did vote against it.
Yeah.
Like, they're saying, listen, we need to get rid of this thing.
Sirianni said those guys got the jobs they do because of the tush push.
Yeah.
As soon as I heard that, I'm definitely voting it out now.
Kellen Moore was the only one that voted for it.
Yeah.
And the other ones voted against what I said. You know, but I didn't know.
To talk him into it.
Yeah. I think there was a list. I think Schefter had a list.
Okay, yeah, because I just seen it. And I was like, dang it, I closed it.
But I think he worded it very poorly, like I would a tweet.
Yeah.
And so you're not sure if they voted for it or against it, the way he worded it.
Yeah, because I think when the voting came out this morning, a lot of people thought it got 22 down votes and only 10 up votes for it to be banished. And I was like, well, that's not really the way that it worked. All right, the 10 teams that voted against the tush push ban. So that means they're in support, to your point.
Okay, I was confused right off the jump.
Yeah,
okay,
these are the 10 that supported the tush push. Obviously the Eagles, yeah. Ravens, Browns, Lions, Jags, Dolphins, Patriots, Saints, Jets, and Titans.
So, a lot of AFC teams.
Exactly.
A lot of AFC teams.
The answer to the rest of your question.
There
Just the Lions and the Saints. Man, what are the Lions doing?
Yeah, I don't know. They'll probably meet up with the Eagles again.
They're trying it out.
Everything right now.
Maybe they feel good at
defensive tackle at 1-3. They're like, we got this.
If I'm in the league and you know I got Anthony Richardson, I'm voting for it. We have Jared Goff, guys. We're never going to tush push.
Yeah. Yeah.
Seems valid.
That is probably a fair point.
There must be like alliances inside football where you're going to support me and I'm going to support you.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only way it makes sense that they would, you know, because they're the only team doing it.
And they're like, I'll get you back.
I hope all those teams that voted for it take an L by the Eagles that way. They sneak one in or get a first down.
It's truly AFC East. You had 3 out of the 4 AFC East teams voting for
this. Yes.
That's what I'm saying. You don't play these guys, you're going to vote for it just because. You have no dog in the fight, as they would say.
You remember the last time I picked up the tab at the combine? Now it's your turn. You owe me. That's how you get votes, Kevin.
Man, that's interesting. I wonder what amount of the
tab. We almost killed the owner at the Eagles with downtown at Indy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Jeff Lurie, he ate the shrimp cocktail.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody told him about the horseradish sauce on the cocktail.
Yeah.
He took a big bite and then almost fell out of his chair. He turned red. I thought we lost our owner there at the Eagles in 1998.
Because it was because of the spice of the horseradish, he's allergic?
The horseradish got him.
Oh, okay,
The spice of it, there's so much in the cocktail sauce. He just took a big old bite of that shrimp thinking he was, you know, like he was on a, you know, he was on a boat somewhere, you know, and then next thing you know, he's on one knee. You know, next to the table.
It's just marinara sauce. You know?
Would it be against the rules for an owner to incentivize another owner to vote with him in these?
Yeah.
It would be against the rules.
No, it wouldn't be. No.
They can get around that.
They need to do like a 30 for 30 on these meetings.
Oh, I bet.
It's fascinating all the politic and behind the scenes that goes on to get these votes.
I mean, we're wasting money on $5,000 worth of milk. These guys have the ability to go ahead.
For the second time. So two different people had to buy that $5,000 milk.
They can do a lot.
How are you guys feeling? Game one tonight.
I think this is Lori being more committed. I'm sorry to cut you off. I think this might be Lori being more committed than Jerry once again.
Okay.
You know, he's in there. They're not going to get the votes. Lori's in there drumming up votes. What do you need?
Okay. Yeah. I like it.
I'm about to sell another 10% of my franchise. We're going to have hundreds of millions of dollars again. Just let me know.
Yeah.
He calls in Jason Kelce. Oh, you guys think that's why he retired? Let me get him here.
Yeah.
Let me get him to talk to you one-on-one.
Yeah, he said he would go campaign for it and explain it. A lot of people are angry. I said Oilers in six.
What?
I clearly said I hope I'm wrong.
Is this leaning into like you're picking against the Stars because it's working?
Not necessarily.
Or you're just naturally.
He just thinks the Oilers are a better team. You might not be wrong.
The Oilers have a great depth of deal. They have the best player on the ice. And if Skinner shows up the way he did the last two games, I'm nervous. I hope I'm wrong, but I say Oilers in six. What say y'all?
Well, I say what got into you, Heggie.
Yeah.
And I would say you have 1 minute to change your opinion.
I agree.
I will not.
Yeah, one damn minute. We're about to drop the damn gloves over here.
I'm hopeful. I think it's a coin.
Just about that.
I hope the goaltenders, you know, and I hope that's the difference in Rantanen.
And you might have a big advantage.
I read in The Athletic today that if you would have just had Rantanen last year, that would have been the difference against the Oilers. Okay. Now, you don't have Tanev, but you do have Harley playing better. You have Roope healthy.
Way better than he was last year. Gigantic and
healthy Roope. Yeah. Your defensemen probably not as tired when it comes to their legs as they were a year ago.
Yeah. I have to admit, Edmonton's probably a little deeper too.
Edmonton's deeper this year for sure. But the Stars really haven't had their depth show up yet. So now would be a great time for that to happen. And then you also don't have Edmonton's power play that's working really well for them. And the Stars have had the best power play in the postseason. I think special teams cost them last year. Can they get revenge this go around? Give me Stars in seven.
Yeah, I think Stars in seven. I didn't think they were going to get to this point, even to the second round, because I had Colorado winning in the first. But you know, give me it. The fact that they've got the home ice back, I think that's going to make a difference. I think it's going to be a tough series. It's going to go back and forth, and I think that seventh game is going to be the difference at home.
All right, would love to see it. What do you guys got coming up on the program today?
Okay, nobody tell Jared Sandler because he's in the air. But at 3 o'clock, I'm gonna talk about Jack Leiter here. We're gonna get him an update on Jack Leiter. Okay, and at 4 o'clock, Mike Hyka. DallasStars.com.
All right. Well, look, I love Hyka, but you got to be listening for the Jack Leiter discussion.
3 o'clock.
Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We've been the KNC Masterpiece. Come back with us tomorrow, 10 to 11, or maybe the whole show. We'll see right here on 105 Through the Fan.
Say go Stars, Kevin.
Go Stars.
Screw you, Jared. Goodbye.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.